bush country, the Canadian Northwest. Here, man may still be awed by nature's presence. Few roads lead into these wild reaches. Railroads are unheard of. Even trails are rare. And yet, much of the world's wealth lies within these boundaries. Fish and game abound. Gold, silver, copper, oil, and other valuable minerals are there for the finding. Yet surface transportation is so slow, dangerous, and expensive that such trips into the bush have been rare, until bush flying. Airplanes came to the bush country about 40 years ago, and the bush pilot rapidly developed a reputation as a daredevil, explorer, weatherman, mechanic, cook, guide, woodsman, hunter, fisherman. The bush pilot had to know a little bit about everything in order to survive. Above all, he had to be a skilled flyer who could do ingenious things with an airplane.
Hey, what's that bleeding part? What are you trying to do, blow us both up?
Make you nervous? It'll do you good, Sam. You'll sweat off a little of that beer.
Hey, you've been busy all along. Where are you flying off to this time?
Oh, some guy from Vancouver's taking his wife fishing for a couple of days. As a matter of fact, it's been a hell of a good season so far this year.
Hey, what does Vixen think about you flying, being away from the lodge so much?
Oh, she knew I was a bush jockey when she married me.
But I'll bet she didn't know she'd be separated so much. You know, a young girl can get kind of restless when her husband's away all the time like that.
What's that supposed to mean?
Nothing. I was just saying that a young girl gets lonely when her husband's away. No kind of entertainment, nothing to do. Why, hell, I get that way myself.
Sam, I've never seen you look so horny.
No offense, Mick, Tom. I just think that you have something special going in Vixen. And I'd hate to see any of these rugged outdoor types try to take advantage of her when you're away.
Vixen's full of fun. She likes to tease a lot, but she knows where to draw the line. Marriage is a big responsibility to her, especially since her kid brother came to live with us. Taking care of him and the lodge at the same time is a pretty big order.
Well, I didn't know Vixen was all that responsible, Tom.
Why must you leave so soon?
Because Tom's due any time now, stupido.
Can't you just stay for another half hour? I want to talk to you. Seriously.
So talk to me. Seriously.
Vixen.
Look, we've had our fun. Playtime is over, and now it's business as usual.
So this has just been fun and games to you? You bitch.
dress.
Come on, let's get dressed. You could do anything you wanted to me. What would you do?
Turn you over my knee and spank your bare butt.
What a funny policeman you are.
Come on, let's go.
Constable out there?
Well, if I did, it's none of your business, little boy.
Oh, I think my sister's trying to get me mad. Where's the Baron von Richthofen?
He's on his way back to the lodge with some guests, so why don't you just get lost?
I'll bet the constable caught something a whole lot better than poachers out in those piney woods.
You've got a dirty mind and a mouth to match it, Judd. Make way, Rufus. I'm coming through.
My name ain't Rufus. Fixin. It's Niles. You keep forgetting that.
You know, somehow I just keep thinking of you as Rufus. Well, you remember my name is Mrs. Palmer to you, boy.
What's wrong with Niles calling you Vixen? Seems a lot friendlier.
How in the hell do you expect me to be friendly when the smell keeps getting in the way?
Maybe it's my smell that excites you.
Ha!
Maybe she smelled you coming, but she couldn't wait, so she ran off with the constable to satisfy a little twitch.
Now look who's talking about twitches. Last time you saw me in the buff, you couldn't even stand up straight.
Oh, Vixen, are you suggesting something?
You said it. What's on your mind?
If you still got hot pants and the constable wasn't enough, give old Niles here a roll. He's really the man of your dreams.
He's got about as much chance getting to me as finding a watermelon in the winter.
What makes you think I wouldn't give you your lily whites?
Everybody knows a black just can't keep his hands off of white stuff.
I thought it was the other way around. I thought it was the white chicks who like to sneak away from their husbands and get some of that dirty, primitive kind of loving. We all supposed to be famous for.
The only thing I know spades are famous for is rioting.
And we're good tap dancers, too. Got a natural sense of rhythm.
And since you are of draft age and a United States citizen and for some mysterious reason refuse to go back to your own country.
There ain't nothing mysterious about my reasons.
Like how you got so black on the outside when you're so yellow on the inside?
Cool it, Vixen.
You're forgetting again. It's Mrs. Palmer to you, boy.
You're stretching your luck, chick. I oughta...
You oughta what, black boy?
Just think about it. You just let your mind dwell on the possibilities.
You coming, Judd?
Oh, I'm disappointed. I was hoping you two were going to get together. Then I could watch.
So that's your bag, Judd, watching.
I've been known to participate when interested.
I ask if you were coming, Judd.
Hey, just a minute, man. My sister's trying to give me a rise. Well, you're going to drive old Niles up a tree.
Come on, man. Let's home.
Hey, how about the three of us make it?
How about just you and me? We'll let the shine watch, so he'll have something to tell his grandchildren about. And how about a free ride, Judd?
Is there anybody you wouldn't make it with?
Only spades and cripples.
How about Shetland ponies?
What do you say to chicks? I know two tender young things down at the academy.
Introduce me.
You gotta be kidding.
How about that free ride, Judd?
You really don't turn me on.
Don't I?
Let's go, Niles.
I've got your number, Judd.
Adios, Beck. Let's hope the Red Baron doesn't find out about King of the Royal Mounted.
He did, he'd apologize for prying. How long are we going to stay here before we go on to Toronto?
Let's just cool it and enjoy the weekend.
Shall we go? The jeep's right over there beside the hangar. I'll get your bags and meet you.
Oh,
You know what I like about those academy chicks?
You tell me.
When they finally find out what it's all about, they can't get enough of it.
Yeah, that's true, man. Ain't nothing better than a chick who finds out just how long she's been depriving herself of a good thing.
Did you ever have a chick beg you not to stop?
Yeah. See, man, what are we waiting for? Let's go downtown now and check them out.
We can't get at them till tomorrow. They got strict rules in that academy. They'll be in town on Sunday. We'll check them out then.
Hey, man. Do they know who I am?
What do you think they're so excited about?
Who's excited about what?
Nothing that concerns you, Vixen.
Why, everything my baby brother gets into concerns me, Judd.
You do have a way of phrasing things, Vix.
You don't know the half of what your sister can do, lover. Get your big suitcases off my table, Sambo.
Someday you're gonna get your butt whipped, hunky.
You and who else, yellow belly?
Knock it off, Vixen.
You knock it off, Judd. Here's Tom with a new guest now. Get lost.
This is it, folks. My wife's kid brother and a friend of his. They're really not as bad as they look.
Hi, honey.
Hi, sweetheart. That's my wife. Come on, let's meet her. Honey, I'd like you to meet Dave and Janet King. Dave's a lawyer. He and his wife are going to spend the next couple of days fishing with us before they fly on to Toronto.
Well, how do you do? It's not often we have such an attractive couple. Shall we go inside?
Sounds good, huh, babe?
Follow me.
On my mind all day.
So you can wait a few minutes longer.
Well, I can, but you're a pretty little butt in here.
Baby, you're so impatient.
It's been a long day.
I like it when you're impatient. We'll have a long night.
Come over here.
Shall I undress? Or will you do it for me?
Oh,
on, honey, let's hit the sack.
Don't think I don't know what's on your mind.
What are you talking about?
That pilot's wife. What did you think I was talking about?
You didn't look exactly bored yourself.
Maybe you're just too used to me.
Babe, what you've got, nobody could ever have enough of.
So far tonight, you haven't shown the least bit of interest in what I've got.
Babe, I'm tired. It's been a long day. Let's go to bed.
You wearing those to bed?
Any objections?
Well, if you want to...
You think they'll get in the way of anything?
Okay, honey, let's cool it.
Oh, please. Love me. Bleed out. Tom, hurry, please.
Doing?
Guess.
You really don't want to sleep, do you?
I was just wondering if there was any life left in you.
Come on, Janet, you know better than that.
Do I? Let's find out.
All right, babe, you asked for it.
Now, Tom. Now.
I just can't make it, honey.
Maybe you have your mind on too many things.
What's that supposed to mean?
I saw the way you were looking at that woman's fanny this afternoon. And knowing you, you've got plans for tomorrow.
I have no intention of cheating on you. And wait a minute, supposing I did, that wouldn't set any precedence. You've already admitted to making it with two other guys. How many more are there that I don't even know about?
That's not fair, Dave. That's one of the conditions we agreed on when we got married.
So what are you complaining about me for?
Because I'm jealous. When you want to make it with someone else, you can't make it with me.
But I told you, it's not because of that other girl. I'm tired, I'm exhausted.
All right, then. I'm just jealous.
Wow.
So?
Nothing, nothing. Good night.
Good night.
Baby, you're still number one.
Miss number two?
Oh, honey, you know what I mean. Nobody could satisfy me like you do.
I wonder how Dave and Janet are doing. What do you think of them?
I didn't pay that much attention to him.
He's pretty well healed. He's only 30 years old and he's making over $50,000 a year.
So?
So that's a lot more than I've made in the past 5 years.
Yes, but you please me where it counts most.
Thank you.
won't find a better spot for fishing within a 100-mile radius.
I think I'm going to go further upstream. I don't seem to have much luck here.
What do you call luck? We've got three nice ones.
Yeah, but nothing's happened in the last hour.
You're too impatient.
Impatient? My wife usually has the opposite complaint. She says I'm too lazy.
Say, I know a great spot. It's only about 100 yards upstream. I'll show you. I mean, it's very easy to get lost around here.
Is that okay with you, honey?
Sure, Dave. You can take care of yourself, and I'm sure Mr. Palmer can take care of me.
How far is this place you're taking me to?
It's just around the bend.
Think we'll do any good?
We can't miss. Well, this is the place. Now it's your move.
I have a feeling a girl like you does not belong in a fishing lodge.
I do okay here. If I didn't like it, I'd leave.
Where would you go?
Maybe Toronto or Montreal or south to San Francisco.
How long you been married?
A couple of years.
Well, you sure do add to the landscape.
Before I'm through, you'll be sorry you couldn't have stayed longer. That looks like a beautiful spot.
You don't lose any time.
Is there a better way?
You're a gal of few words.
I'm just a plain and simple chick, Mr. Kane. You attract me. And when I'm attracted, I respond. Well, what are you waiting for?
You're either the shyest man I've ever met, or have too much of a good thing.
Yeah, that's just about right.
Why don't we go on upstream and catch up to Dave and Vixen?
I'd prefer to relax a bit first.
Sure. Sounds like a good idea.
Mind if I use your lap for a pillow?
Sure you'll be comfortable?
I will. How about you?
Sure.
You certainly don't believe in any added encumbrances.
I didn't think I'd need any. How do I look?
Sensational.
Now it's your turn.
You take care of everything, don't you?
I've just had a good teacher. And I am a responsive pupil.
What if your husband should intrude?
You're afraid.
Well, there's no sense in looking for trouble. And I do hate to be interrupted.
Well, in that case, let's go a bit upstream.
Okay. You lead.
How much luck with the fishing today? And how Dave and Vixen are doing? Vixen knows all the best spots. She'll make sure Dave has a good time.
knew it would be a wonderful idea.
I can't move. Poor Janet.
Why?
Well, she's so damn jealous.
What's she got to be jealous of? She has you all the time.
Well, we didn't make it so good last night. Did she figure this was going to happen?
Maybe she had some plans of her own.
Oh, no. But she'll make it with your husband.
On a bet.
You betting she won't or he won't?
Well, I don't know your wife.
That's what I mean. You don't know my wife.
Mrs. King, I'm your host and official guide, not your alternate stud. But your button up, got enough to handle as it is.
So is my husband, and you're not even concerned that he's making it with your wife.
Your imagination's working overtime. Hi, how'd you do?
Well, the fishing was lousy.
Now, should we go back?
Okay by me.
What do you think of these, sweetheart?
Beautiful.
Let's grab some lunch. Now we can shoot some birds this afternoon.
Great. How's that sound to you, honey?
I think I'll stay at the lodge this afternoon. The three of you can go. Might make it more interesting that way.
Aw, babe, come on.
No, you guys go ahead, really. I'll stay at the lodge and keep Janet company. What do you want? All the men are gone.
I know.
Well, what do you want?
Are you all right?
I'm getting stoned.
I said, are you all right?
No!
May I come in?
Not unless you like bourbon.
I thought you could use some company. Nobody likes to drink alone. I'm sure I won't be as entertaining as my husband. But you're welcome to the bourbon anyway.
Actually, you're in better shape than I am.
Of course, you've never seen me naked, though. A lot of women look good till they take their clothes off. Well, me, I look even better without my clothes. Here, I'll show you.
Let me help you. It's very simple, you see.
Let me do it.
Darling, let me help you.
I can't even get my own clothes off.
Well, I'll get them off for you.
I'm ready. Take my clothes off, senor.
Senor. Okay, I'll pretend I'm a big man and I just can't wait to get your clothes off.
Here, turn over. Take your clothes off, too. So that's what my husband was after. Not bad. Not bad. I gotta admit, that's not bad at all.
What you need is some cheering up.
What's that?
That's nothing. A mole.
A mole? Your skin is so soft. How do you keep it that way?
I don't use anything special.
My skin isn't nearly as soft as yours. Feel.
I feel funny. It's touching your skin that makes me feel funny.
I feel fantastic touching your skin.
You do?
I know it's strange. But your body really turns me on.
Is there something wrong with us?
Wrong? Why?
But your hands sure feel good.
Before?
No.
It's a change of pace.
Oh, girl could learn a lot from you, Vixen.
So could a man.
Thank you.
Come in for a drink?
No, thank you, Tom. I'd better see how Janet is doing. She was none too happy this morning.
Your husband.
Hi. Fancy meeting you here.
Yes, Janet wasn't feeling too well, so I decided to spend some time with her.
How is she now?
We both got a little, stoned.
Well, maybe you should have come with us.
Janet and I had a nice time. Have a pleasant night. Not tonight, Mr. King. It's your wife's turn.
Yeah, I guess she's got it coming to her.
I'm glad you both had a good time.
You may be back sooner than you think.
Oh, say goodbye to Vixen for it.
I certainly will.
How long are you going to be, man?
Half an hour. Stick around, huh?
No, man. I think I better split before that sex machine comes in here and starts making trouble.
No problem, buddy. She's usually out getting laid somewhere this time of day.
Joe.
Uh-oh. Time to cut out.
Hey, don't split, man. I'll be ready in half an hour.
You can stay, Rufus, as long as you keep your place.
Well, now, that's very kind of you, little white lady. But I've already contaminated your white kitchen.
Well, my goodness, he's finally seen the light. Now, why don't you just go into town and rape a white girl?
No, ma'am. No, ma'am. You see, it's the white chick that's always trying to get into my pants. You know what they say about us blacks.
Why don't you two just sort of hold a temporary truce until I can take a shower?
Well, I'll be outside. Don't take too long.
I gotta take a shower.
Oh, I noticed. This time you're gonna finish what you start, little brother. Judd.
Hey, cool it, Six.
I didn't mean to scare you, Jim.
You're not scaring me.
It's been 10 years since we've been naked together.
What are you doing? Niles is waiting for me outside.
Buckwheat can wait.
Vixen, I don't want
to
wash your...
Remember how you used to wash my back, Judd?
Yeah.
How we used to cuddle in the tub together?
We quit doing that when you turned 12. You said to yourself it wasn't right.
I don't care what I said then, Judd. This is now.
You're just putting me on.
Just wash my back and I'll wash yours.
All right, but don't try any funny business.
You know me better than that. Well, are you going to do me first, Judd, or do you want me to do you first?
Give me the rag.
Easy, Judd! Easy, Judd. Not so rough.
Vixen, do you want to do it yourself, or do you want me to do it?
Just be gentle, darling.
Yeah, gentle. Is that enough?
Enough!
We were just getting started here.
Yeah, well, it's kind of crowded in here. We're not kids anymore.
We certainly aren't.
All right, Vix, I'm blowing the whistle on you.
Why, I believe baby brother's all excited, and he's afraid to do anything about it.
I know what to do if I wanted to.
I dare you. I dare you, baby.
Hey! Ah! Oh! Ah! 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 You've been asking for it.
I certainly have.
be. Baby brother, show me how good you are.
Judd, what's happening?
Why don't you tell him to get his black butt out of here?
Well, well, well.
Come on, Niles, get lost, huh?
You gonna take all day?
Why don't you go find yourself a pickaninny, Sambo? Isn't that something else?
I've had better.
I think my baby brothers suddenly developed a sense of morality.
You didn't put anything over on me. I knew what I was doing.
I'm the bad girl now, right?
You said it. I didn't.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, this is your bad sister, baby. Just can't keep her hands off any man or anything.
How about if I send in Niles? He might show you a thing or two.
You've got a big fat nerve, Judd. You and your watermelon.
Don't get all uptight, Vix. You're passing up a good thing. You've always wanted to make it with a big blue.
Come on, let's throw him in the pit. He'll give you a rumble you won't forget.
I don't want that chocolate drop in here. Judd, get him out!
Come on, Vix, just think about it. Think about that black stud with his shiny teeth just a-grinning at you. You've been setting him up all week. You're both ready.
Judd, get him out of here! Judd! Oh! Huh? Oh, Judd.
Okay, no more, huh? If I let you up, you're gonna stop fighting, huh? Well, shall I let you up?
No.
Well, what are we gonna do? Stay here forever?
Judd!
Oh, no, you don't. Oh.
This seems like a familiar position. No, Judd, no! No! No, Judd, don't go!
I'll send in Niles and he'll finish the job.
Now I've seen everything.
Oh, no, not everything, buddy. She's in there waiting for you.
What? A knife?
Yeah, she could stand an encore.
Come on, man, let's split.
You gonna pass up an opportunity like this?
Man, she's your sister.
Didn't stop me, did it?
It's bad enough she's a white broad. But she's your people, too.
Man.
You should have heard the name she was calling you.
She was even making up new ones. Look, good buddy. I left the States because I didn't want any part of the mess down there. I didn't come up here to find more trouble.
No trouble, buddy. You'll just be getting even.
Humping your sister ain't gonna get me even.
All right. She's a hunky chick. That gives you another way to go.
That's just what she wants. I'm supposed to be the bad guy.
That's right, stud. And 5 minutes ago, while she was putting her pants back on, she told me to get you out of here or she'd have Tom throw you off the place.
Creepy, horny, white pig! Okay, man. I'm gonna show it really where it's at right now.
Niles.
So now it's Niles, is it? You suddenly discovered my name. Hey, you white tramp, you ready?
Get out of here!
Sure, baby. Sure! But first, we're gonna settle our differences.
Get out of here!
Oh, no!
Let him watch!
Blood, buddy, it's no good. He'll cut your heart out. Come on, let's go have a beer, huh? Come on.
One word to the daredevil pilot, baby. It's just a question of who has the most interesting story, you or me.
You bastard!
You bitch!
Judd, Niles! I haven't seen you guys in a couple of days. What's happening?
Nothing much, Tom. We're keeping busy, you know.
What's your opinion?
This is my brother-in-law, Judd.
And a friend of his, Niles. What's your last name, Niles? I keep forgetting your last name.
Brooke.
That's right, Brooke.
Niles is a U.S. citizen, but he left the country because he was politically and morally opposed to the war.
Damn right I did. And I'd do it again, too. When my country wants to protect me, I'll protect it.
Take it easy, Niles. I wasn't attacking you.
Sorry, Tom. Sorry, Mr.
O'Banion.
Yeah.
Where's Vixen? She home?
Home as usual.
Honey, this is Mr. O'Banion. Mr. O'Banion, my wife, Vixen. Please.
How long do you plan to be with us, Mr. O'Banion?
Well, actually,
I'm... Mr. O'Banion isn't looking for fish, honey. We're going to fly him to San Francisco. Charter flight.
He's paying us $750. We're going to spend the night on the town.
Well, what do you mean, we?
I'm taking you with me.
Sensational.
We leave in an hour. We just came back to pick you up while the plane's being serviced.
Will you help me pack?
Sure.
Oh, and Mr. O'Banion, make yourself at home. The place is yours.
You're very kind, ma'am.
Well, come on, man.
Wait a minute, will ya?
Well, what did you do to it? It was running before.
Nothing. Stop bugging me.
Don't take it out on me. It's your machine.
I was ready to leave an hour ago. Come on, cut out. I'll see you in town.
I'll wait. Not only did you crap out with Vixen, but you're going to blow it with the Academy chicks, too.
Make it, hunky.
I'll be at Mickey's beer joint, if you can make it. If you can't, I guess I'll just take on those two tender young broads myself.
watch out, Vixen. Don't come out and start laying some new names on you. So long, Rufus.
Looks like you're not too appreciated around here.
What's that supposed to mean?
You don't mind the names they call you?
Nobody calls me names.
The young lad did. The woman does, too.
I can handle it.
And you can handle the fact that you're inferior, too?
Who says I'm inferior?
I didn't mean to intrude, but I understand your situation.
Yeah?
You left the States because of racism.
I left because I wasn't joining no hunky army to get wiped out for nothing.
Ah, but you come up here and you find that the white people behave the same way to you as they do in the States.
What's your angle?
I hate racism as much as you do.
So?
There are countries where there isn't equality between the races.
Where is that? Ireland?
Much closer than you think.
Where?
Cuba is one place. There are others farther away.
Hey, man, you know, I read you as a commie. You cats really crawl out of the woodwork.
I am a communist, and I am proud that you have called me that. But first, I am a man. A name which you cannot give yourself because your prejudiced and bigoted friends won't let you.
I don't buy that noise. To me, you're as much my enemy as anyone else.
How can I be your enemy when you don't even know me?
I think I know what you cats stand for.
Do you? Do you really?
Yeah. Why don't you tell me how good it is in Russia?
No, my friend. But I will tell you how you would be accepted in Cuba, where you would be treated as a man.
I'm listening.
Cigarette?
Thanks.
Is there any place we can go talk without being overheard?
There's nobody here except Vixen and Tom.
What in the hell am I gonna wear? I have nothing to wear. Got to get some clothes. Oh, Tom, we have to go, don't we?
We don't have to leave this minute.
It is not that the communist world is perfect by any means. After all, in many ways, Russia has become a reactionary country. That is why the schism with Red China. But in Cuba, which is the youngest of all of the communist countries, there is no such thing as a color line. There is a revolutionary fever in the air, and men sense that what they are doing now is the wave of the future. The Cuban brand of national liberation is spreading throughout all of South America, and the black peoples of the Western Hemisphere will be the first to benefit. Your country cannot win because it is still living in the past, while the communists are looking to the future.
Then why don't you go to Cuba? I'm sure Castro will be glad to have you.
My friend, that is exactly where I am going. And Mr. Palmer's airplane will take me there.
What makes you think Tom's going along with your idea? This. You're not kidding around, are you? You want to get to Cuba pretty badly.
I have my reasons.
Well, what do you have to gain by taking me along?
A defector is always an excellent propaganda weapon.
I think I'll stay right here, thanks.
You don't intend to speak to Mr. Palmer about this, do you?
I play everything by ear. Tom's in trouble, that's his problem. I have even less to say to his wife.
Well, think about it in any case.
I've thought about it.
You may want to change your mind.
If I do, I'll send you a telegram.
We're all set, Mr. O'Banion.
Good.
You know, you're a very fortunate customer for us, Mr. O'Banion.
Shall we go? Vixen. Niles, there's plenty of food for you and Judd in the icebox. Please take care of the lodge for me. We'll be back day after tomorrow.
Mr. O'Banion,
I think I shall accept your offer.
Excellent! Mr. Brooke has decided to join us.
Join us?
Aye. I've invited Mr. Brooke to come along.
Not in the same airplane with me, you don't.
Vixen.
I don't care if you're the King of England. That spook is not going to sit next to me. Tom, you know I don't even want him in this camp.
Mrs. Palmer, I have invited him. I make no such distinction as to his color. He is a human being as we all are. It is prejudice and decadence which produces this totally irrational behavior in you. It is your weakness and the weakness of your country. The entire Western world is crumbling and rotting to its very foundations because of this disease of the mind. You are incapable, all of you, of perceiving the truth, though it strikes you down. Forgive me. It is a matter of some importance. I should like to have Mr. Brooke accompany me. Otherwise, I shall try to find another flight.
It's okay with me. We've got room for four in the plane. Okay, Vixen? Vixen? Oh, come on. Come on. Hop in, Niles. Frisco in 6 hours. Honey, you want to fly?
I'm not in the mood for flying, Tom.
You fly also, Mrs. Palmer?
Only if I have to.
I taught her when we first got married.
How nice. And now let's all try to make our trip a little bit more pleasant than its beginning.
I agree. We might as well all relax. After all, we're going to be spending the rest of the day together.
Relax.
Ever fly before, Niles?
A couple times. No great distance, though. Never been in a light plane before.
We won't be in the air long. We have to land after we cross the border for custom and immigration check.
Is that really necessary?
Standard procedure.
We have sufficient fuel to fly nonstop to San Francisco, do we not?
Oh, we do, but we have to land at the border.
We could stop in Sacramento, couldn't we?
We'd be violating international law.
And I suggest you violate it.
Huh?
If I am correct, with 6 stops for refueling, we shall be in Havana in approximately 30 hours, at which time you shall be returned. Control of your airplane. After you have deposited Mr. Brooke and myself with the authorities.
Niles, are you in on this?
You knew about this all the time, didn't you? Didn't you?
Look, mister, I don't know what your game is, but piracy in the air is an international crime.
I am fully aware of the consequences, Mr. Palmer. You will do as you are told.
Niles?
I'm landing at the border.
You do, and it'll be the last landing you'll ever make. I will not hesitate to use this gun. It won't be the first time.
You'll have a hard time landing this plane with a dead man at the stick.
Your wife would be only too happy to take over the controls, rather than imitate any futile or heroic gestures on your part.
It's too bad you don't have a few military secrets you could lay on the Cubans. You couldn't give a few speeches? I mean, about the terrible conditions in America. And Canada, for that matter.
Maybe.
Well, I'll be. He speaks. Did you hear that, Tom? Well, I thought Mr. O'Banion cut out his tongue. Now tell us, Rufus. Tell us about what you're going to tell the Cubans. About how much worse it is in America than it is for the Cuban peasant. Hell, in America, they even ask you to fight for your country.
That's right. That's right, you said it. They're spending $30 billion a year to bomb peasants, and they're asking me to do it. They're asking me to kill or be killed when they won't even let me get a job or eat in a restaurant or keep people like you from crapping on me.
The communist countries have far less money than America, but the people work together as equals.
Yes, but some of your kind are a bit more equal than others, Mr. O'Banion.
The only thing America ever did for me was to not stop me from getting out.
You know, it's funny. There's 50,000 other black men sitting in foxholes who don't seem to feel that way.
Well, now, they're just not awake yet.
Oh, but you are. Oh, yeah, you're really smart. It takes a half an hour for a commie to convince you to renounce your country. You're really wide awake. You think all the time.
That's right, baby.
I don't think so. I think you're just trying to get back at me. You're no damn good. Just like the rest of your tribe.
That's enough!
The guts to do that without a gun sitting next to you.
What do you know, you little white pig with your hot pants?
Oh, for heaven's sake, school it, Niles. We have enough trouble as it is without you and Vixen raving at each other. And quit punching her out.
That's very intelligent advice, Mr. Palmer. And Niles, take it easy. That's exactly what she wants from you. Hang her.
Well, I'm fed up. I'm sick of hearing about communism and democracy. What I do for myself. Niles Brooke takes care of Niles Brooke. You're all pretty good at taking care of yourselves, right? Right. Well, my little pea-sized brain tells me that's really what it's all about. Everybody looks out for himself.
You will find, my friend, that in Cuba, the peasants work together for the good of each other.
Well, it just so happens I'm not a peasant.
That's right, Rufus. You're a black prince of the Congo. You know, maybe if you're nice to Castro, he'll step down and let you take over the country. Maybe he'll understand you better than we do here. Isn't that right, Mr. O'Banion?
I don't see any point in discussing that now.
He don't see any point in discussing this now. You know what that means, don't you, Rufus? You've heard that one before, haven't you? That means shut your black mouth.
Mr. Brooke, one of the first duties of a citizen is to the people's leaders.
Support the people's leaders. Now, where have I heard that before? What are you, man? One of the people's leaders?
That gun makes him a leader, Niles.
Shut up!
Mr. O'Banion doesn't seem so friendly anymore, does he?
We shall continue this voyage in silence.
Well, now, wait a minute, man. Are you telling me to shut up, too?
I am saying I do not want any more discussion.
So you're telling me to keep my mouth shut?
If you please.
You commies are pretty damn cute, aren't you? Aren't you?
All right, shut up!
That's it. Shut up what, huh? Shut up what? Shut up what?
Shut up, nigga!
Tom!
Hey, you guys, hang on!
I'll take over. How's Niles?
Fine.
Seattle, Tacoma Tower. This is Cessna Charlie Foxtrot 3169 Tango. 5 miles north, request permission to land. Over.
Cessna 69er, you are cleared for straight-in approach, runway 111. Wind is from 180 degrees at 13 knots. Report 3 miles out. Over.
Cessna 69er, Wilco.
We won't be landing here, Palmer.
Gotta land here, Niles. International law requires it.
This says we head back to Canada.
Once a Mau Mau, always a Mau Mau.
Shut up! Come on!
Put that damn gun down. We're 5,000 feet up. Tom and I are the only ones who are going to get you down in one piece. If you harm Tom, I won't be responsible for my actions. No matter what you may think. He's damned important to me. Sure, I can fly this crate. I just might not do it.
Cessna 69er, I have you in sight. Due to heavy traffic, you are now cleared to land on runway 106, Northern Airport Perimeter. Over.
Cessna 69er Tango. I read you loud and clear. Northern runway 106. You're doing the right thing, Max.
ship right here.
I said, stop it.
Thanks for helping me to breathe back there. That IRA cat's all yours.
Got pretty hairy there for a minute.
That chap's bad news.
Yeah, but you're the lesser of the two evils.
Niles?
That's okay. Thanks.
This is Palmer.
Hi, George.
Hi, George.
Hey, what in the hell happened to your charter there? Too much sauce, huh?
Undesirable type. You better call U.S. Customs right away.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
Oh, hey, I almost forgot. I got a couple of live ones for you. Fishing charter, if you're interested. Here they come now.
Thanks, George. I can use the money.